education, and support for residents in need, and showcase the value for community health centers and their partners. There will be blood pressure checks, glucose testing, dental screenings, as well as information about emergency preparedness, health care, and more. Again, that's the National Health Center Week Health Fair, Thursday, August 17th at 10 a.m. at the Neighborhood Health Center, 18650 Northwest Cornell Road in Hillsboro. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 34th Annual Hawthorne Street Fair, Sunday, August 27th on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. The Hawthorne Street Fair, now in its 34th year, features music, activities for kids and adults alike, entertainment, local businesses, and community vendors. Again, that's the 34th Annual Hawthorne Street Fair, Sunday, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.
August 15th, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, yet your whistleblower radio. And of course, it's your fake news radio, right? Any kind of media that is even remotely reliable is fake news. In the case of Air Cascadia, I don't know about fake, but we're certainly biased, and I always tell you if we're biased. I definitely have a point of view, and I'm honest enough to tell you that I have it. If you haven't already noticed, most people pick that up right away. Weather for today and tomorrow. Today, mostly sunny with a high around 79. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 56, and a little breeze, not much. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs reaching about 80, and nothing like what we saw for the 2 or 3 weeks prior to light rainfall. And for tomorrow night, clear skies and a low around 58. While people are across the country, and especially here in Oregon, getting their knickers in a bunch over the eclipse. Let me tell you this. I have a farm, and every day, every night, I see extraordinary goosebump giving miracles happen before my eyes. Words can't even express the utter wonder of what the natural world is offering of us on a daily and nightly basis. So, yeah, if you miss the eclipse, just be keep a sharper eye out for what is right in front of us all the time. And that said, sharp eye out for things around us all the time. Well, journalists, let's say, are again and increasingly being threatened with the frightening prospect of an American prison. Yeah, just for doing their jobs. Trump doesn't like the leaks. He likes leaks that favor him. Trump is not much keen on leaks that don't favor him. Turns out that you'd be an idiot to be a whistleblower in this day and age. That would be your straight shot at a good, solid, long prison term. And forget the so-called government the protections for journalists. So forget about shield laws. We haven't even heard the word shield law in discussions of what's been being used as a threat to curb journalists. In fact, it's almost unnecessary since self-censorship has been so prevalent. You can hear it. Reports, even from some estimable left-wing or left-ish media outlets, you can feel the self-censorship. And it's fine if it is for those who it might be a way of maintaining freedom to adopt, but you know, ultimately, the thing, the truth is going to leak itself out. It's going to leak past journalists and government alike. It's just what the truth does. It's built to do that. So that said, journalists for quite a while have been threatened, not as overtly as this, certainly not. All of this is premised on the fact that many listeners know that the Trump administration wants to punish, and I do mean punish, journalists or whomever it is has provided us with leaks, which at this point is our only way of actually getting any information out of this stumble-bum, ridiculous administration that's got itself holed up in a golf course in New Jersey, only to make rare CYA appearances in D.C. Not much news there. In fact, I would go so far as to say that what passes for news right now in mainstream media is so absurdly program-produced. Let's see, what do you want to call it? It's been fabricated, I guess. It's fabricated news. And it is fabricated to please or to gain the attention of the greatest number of people. That's mainstream news. It goes downhill from there. So we're going to try to get Barrett Brown on the horn this morning. If that name rings a bell, but you can't remember in the welter of news and information that we are surrounded with, most of it about as useful as a life-saving device as an inflatable banana in a swimming pool. And we're in a deep end, too, by the way. We're in the deep end. So that said, waiting for Barrett Brown, journalists all are as you said, under the gun. And it is frightening. This is a frightening proposition. It's nothing to take lightly. At the end of last week, the distinguished attorneys representing the Barrett Brown side in the case against USAA Heathen and the FBI Special Agent Smith, they filed a response to a motion to dismiss the complaint. For those unfamiliar with the background, shortly after Barrett Brown was arrested back in September of 2012, his supporters established a fundraising campaign on the website WePay.com, by which they received donations specifically earmarked to help him obtain good private legal representation. Around the time of Brown's sentencing, they found out that a subpoena had been sent to WePay. This had already happened earlier in January of 2013 without their defense's knowledge. Forget discovery. As it turned out, the subpoena was deployed beyond the usual channels and demanded not only information on how much the account held, but also details about, wait for it, because you might be on the list, details about everyone who had donated to the fund. That, and if you're wondering if your name's on the list, I'll tell you straight up, mine is. So we'll see what happens. I will be able to give you a firsthand report on what happens to, for example, journalists who donated funds to Barrett's defense. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and as we all are too painfully aware, there's not much under the tip anymore either. Barrett Brown, in early 2010, journalist and satirist, was working on a book on political pundits. When the hacktivist Collective Anonymous caught his attention, he soon began writing about its activities and potential. In a defense of the group's anti-censorship operations in Australia, Barrett said, "I'm now certain that this phenomenon is among the most important and underreported social developments to have occurred in decades." So the story moves on from February 2011, a year after Brown wrote his defense of Anonymous and against the background of its actions during Arab Spring. Aaron Burr, CEO of the private intelligence company H.B. Gary, claimed to have identified the leadership of Anonymous. His boasting provoked a brutal attack of H.B. Gary by a related group. And in the midst of all of this, Barrett Brown found himself under attack. They'd been wanting to go after him for a long time. There are a lot of things about Barrett Brown that the feds are unhappy with. We're still waiting for him. As a journalist, I'm just unhappy that we haven't been able to reach him so far. If we do get him on the line, it'll be short at this point, but it will indeed be worth your while to listen and pay close attention. In an age of citizen journalists, we're all under the gun, right? We all could be tagged with any one of a number of different charges at this point. All of us here, citizen journalists. So it's heads up all around. Again, it's a Spartacus situation, and it's got a, of course, like any Spartacus situation, it's got a Spartacus solution. Don't call yourself a journalist. That's as easy as that. Want to leak? If you work for the government, you want to leak something. Maybe you work at Hanford. You want to leak something like Walter Damasitis? Go ahead. Just don't call yourself a journalist. Although, I have to say, in the case of Damasitis, it didn't do much good because he wasn't a journalist. He was a physicist doing his job. There are actually two kinds of whistleblowers. There are the inadvertent ones like Walter Damasitis, who are just doing their job and accidentally blow the whistle on his employers, in that case, Bechtel. Not a good adversary to go up against in a court. Not many people come out of fisticuffs with Bechtel in very good shape. Walter came out holding his head high and also holding a box with the contents of his desk. Then there are the other kind of whistleblower who are intentional in a very big way. And we always wonder, too, in the case of intentional whistleblowers, what's the intention? And then what's the intention behind that? And behind that's a hall of mirrors. Is Edward Snowden, everyone, those with headlines, big and small, we always we want to believe the best, and we wonder. That said, the whistleblower on the whistleblower end of things, that's mainly come to a halt. That line of sources and sorcery, but we do have people who leak. People who have access to information that should be public, and these individuals can find no other way other than leaking the information to journalists. Other than that, there are very few avenues left in this country, land of the free, home of the not so brave. Brave people don't need to be this heavily armed. Let's just say that. In any case, we're not free, we're not brave, and we no longer have access to public information other than by various under the table, down in the parking lot means. Barrett Brown is right bang in the center of this storm. The only time he has not been extremely involved and very vocal is when he's been in prison, and even then he's been pretty vocal. We are going to get Barrett on the line at some point this week. That's the goal. This has been Cascadia for Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. Derek Crooks is our AM news who's director, and he's also engineering the show for us today. Thank you so much, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee is the third Thursday of each month at 5 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032. 8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio,